Another ag issue that Congress needs to get a handle on, and celebrating National Ice Cream Month. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. The U.S. Grain Standards Act, a cornerstone for the grain industry and grain and oilseed marketing, is up for reauthorization this year, the subject of a recent congressional hearing. Grain Standards Act provisions expire September 30th, and industry witnesses urged House ag lawmakers to renew and improve the more than 100-year-old law run by the Federal Grain Inspection Service. American Soybean Association Secretary Dave Walton.
Global customers consider FGIS the international gold standard for grain grading. Inspections carry the weight of the U.S. government, creating peace of mind for international customers and providing impartiality that private inspections may lack.
Expiration of the act threatens to upend a system that has been the backbone of U.S. grain marketing, fostering trust in U.S. farm exports. But reauthorization offers a chance to modernize the act to improve grading technology, enhance efficiency, and reduce costs. Cargill's Nicholas Fryant, on behalf of the National Grain and Feed Association, had a couple of recommendations.
First, investment in grain grading technology to speed and improve the inspection process. And second, strengthening the emergency waiver authority to ensure continuity and flexibility in grain export inspection services.
The industry also urges a restructuring of costly user fees, funding 70% of FGIS operations, and decoupling the fees from a rolling 5-year average for tonnage fees. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.